Since his first recordings in 1955, Johnny Cash has been an icon in the music world. Now comes a collection of his as-yet-unpublished poems, adding to his already prolific number of original songs. Forever Words, The Unknown Poems. In these words, we see the world through Cash's eyes, his reflection upon his own interior reality, frailties and strengths alike. The poetry reveals his depth of understanding both of the world around him and within. Coming from purely American and gospel traditions of songwriting, Cash reflects upon love, pain, freedom, and mortality. John Carter Cash, who has been involved in music all of his life, is an accomplished and award-winning record producer as well as a singer-songwriter and recording artist. The only son to Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, he is the author of three children's books and a biography of his father, one of his mother, and a fantasy novel, Lupus Rex. And he has written the foreword to this new book, Forever Words, by Johnny Cash, The Unknown Poems. And it's a great pleasure to welcome John Carter Cash to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much. Nice to have you back on the program.
Man, thank you for having me back, man. Glad to talk to you.
Very nice to have you here. So this is new for a lot of us to look at these poems that have never been published. How aware were you of them?
Well, my father, of course, was a prolific writer, and all through his life, he never ceased to, you know, the writing. And when he passed away, there were perhaps, you know, over 200 various writings that were physical or that we had copies of that he had written during his life, you know, that were either unfinished poems or unfinished song lyrics or fragments, or sometimes some of them, you know, fully written songs with no melody or fully written poems. And in looking at this accumulation, it struck me that there was a cohesive statement here. And out of that 200, probably 40 to 50 seemed in their own right finished works and poems, words, verse that was touching and had depth to it, and that just as much as Dylan could be termed as poetry. And so it was there. And the melodies, even though not in existence, were definitely beating through the words. And, you know, there was a tale. There was a varied tale that had not been that hadn't been said in this way before. That there was also an insight into my father's character, who he was, you know, what kind of person he was, different aspects of that character. The darknesses were there. The struggles with addiction were openly talked about. There was a vision of his love with my mother, you know, and his first wife Vivian, that was within those words. You know, there were beautiful statements, even as far-reaching as written towards right at the end of his life, that spoke of the endurance of the things that he had created, of the good that would last. And it stood out to me as something that needed to be heard and that he would have loved to have been released.
In your introduction to this collection, you talk about the many faces that your father had, and you make the point that for the most of the early years of your childhood, the simple one, the main face for you was that Dad was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he was, man. I mean, he was full of light and laughter, and I think that's something else that I hope that the reader gets when they read you know, when they read this book. I mean, there's some great humor in here, and you know, it's to be found within these pages. And that's a big part of who he was, and not as many people are aware of that. Everybody knows the Man in Black, the image, the ultimate image of cool or whatever, but there was a lot more to the man. And so that's part of what this is about, too, is to show those sides that perhaps some people aren't quite as aware of.
We always talk about the music enduring, and you make the point in the introduction that it is, and you alluded to this a moment ago, and also talking about Dylan, but it is the words, isn't it? It's the words that should endure as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's very true. I mean, my dad's song "Big River" is just as much a poem as has something written by Jack Kerouac. I mean, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. The tears of crying for that woman are going to flood you, big river, and I'm going to sit right here until I die. I mean, that's poetry. It's simply stated, but it's just as profound as flowery words put upon the page and put together with iambic pentameter or whatever it may be. If it touches us deeply inside, to me, that is poetry.
You do mention this, and I'm interested in how the poems. Paul Muldoon edited and introduces the poems in the book. How were they chosen? How were they ultimately chosen?
Well, we took around 200 poems in all, and some were just fragments, but narrowed it down to about 160. And working with Steve Berkowitz, who was at Sony Legacy for years, and I still work with Steve on various aspects of the trust. Working with Steve and Paul Muldoon, we had these poems bound in book form, and we sat down and picked out which ones seemed to be the most profound, which ones were the strongest. I leaned later on quite a bit on Mr. Muldoon. There were many of them that we all agreed on immediately, but I leaned on Mr. Muldoon and his wisdom and his understanding of verse, and he had a great insight into what could work and what wouldn't work. But for the most part, it was hard to deny the ones that were beautiful and stood out and should be within the pages.
You say that that you hope and believe the ones chosen within this book are those that your dad would want read by the world.
Yeah.
So I guess that brings the question, and I assume it differs from poem to poem, but do you know what his intention was? I mean, was he writing these for himself in most cases?
Well, when you have that much of an amassment of work, when you have 200 or so, I mean, you find various ones and you go, oh, well, this is definitely something that he figured out wasn't a good idea, and you set those aside. But things like, I heard it on the news, about his understanding of the human nature, talking about Vietnam War, about how he'd heard on the news that they had, both sides had shut down the war so they could plant the rice crops. And just as soon as the crops were planted, they went back to fighting again. He said, what kind of animal is man, that he would do such a thing just to get back soon to the business of killing? And that's, that's a pretty profound statement that I believe he would have loved to have shared with the world. And then, at the very end of the book, on the last page, on the back of the book and within the text, there's a poem called Forever. And it basically says that. It says, you tell me that I must perish like the flowers that I cherish, nothing remaining of my name, nothing remembered of my fame. But the trees that I planted still are young. The songs I sing will still be sung. Mm. And so these are the songs continuing on. These are his words spoken, there's a lot of, too, like spirit writer. I believe when you have that much of amassment of a material, there are things that'll fall through the cracks. The poem Spirit Rider is beautiful. It's a fully written verse. You could say it possibly was written as a song, but there is no melody to go with it. I just know my dad, and I believe in the ones that are in here. I believe there are things that he would have loved to have shared with the world.
You just read Forever, and you attribute that to the summer of 2003. Is it for those of you in the family, and for those of you who knew him so well, can you tell where he was in his life and his frame of mind from the works that go from all decades in the book?
Well, in May of 2003, my mother passed away, And on the way home from the funeral, my dad turned to me and he said, "I've got to get into the studio." It was 4 days later that we were. Excuse me. In the face of these adversaries, not only his own physical infirmities and frailties, he had Parkinson's disease. He was going blind. He had autonomic neuropathy. He was diabetic. And then he lost my mother. He, in the face of being completely destitute, he endured. And he didn't only endure, he flourished. Went into the studio, all of American 5 and American 6, the two albums that were released posthumously of my father's. For the most part, there may have been a couple of songs, but mostly were all recorded, the vocals were mostly all recorded after my mother passed away. that poem, Forever, speaking of, you know, the trees that he planted being still young and the songs that he sang still being sung, was within a book, a notebook, and mostly within that notebook were letters to my mother after she passed away, saying how much he missed her, that he wanted to be with her, that he cherished her, and that he loved her. And there was a lot of sadness and emptiness within those pages, and there was a lot of just even hopelessness. But that at that time of overwhelming darkness, that he could find such light and purpose and hope and be able to make that statement as he did in Forever is a testament to the very tenacity of the human spirit. And that's what he endured. It's not even what he said. It is how he lived while he was dying. And that's what I find the strength in. These words are a reminder to me of who he was and what endures and those trees that are still flowering and the goodness that still remains.
When you put this together and you see them in a bound volume, I assume it's different, isn't it? It's more of a completion than just having those individual pieces of paper in your hand.
Oh, most certainly. Yeah, most certainly. And I believe that he would cherish this. I believe he would hold it in his heart and his hand and cherish it. You know, and we want to release what's right and what makes sense and what's beautiful. And so hopefully that is it. And this is his work, and believe in it.
Well, the name of the book is Forever Words, The Unknown Poems, by Johnny Cash, edited and introduced by Paul Muldoon. The foreword is written by John Carter Cash. The book is published by Blue Rider Press. John Carter Cash, a great pleasure to have you back in the program. Always a delight, and I thank you very much, and have a lovely holiday season.
Man, it's great to be talking to you. And I'm always grateful.
Thank you very much. You. Be well. Bye. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is Forever Words by Johnny Cash, The Unknown Poems. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.